start talking to us. What do you think?
Well, you know, I was here both in 60 and 61.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the field was, you know, it was like a field of dreams for us, really. I mean, we played in New England where you've got, you know, you don't know if it's going to snow one day or rain the other. So the fields are in pretty good condition, but this is like coming to the major leagues, you know, really, for guys that are in
Well, tell us
college.
What team were you with?
I was with Boston College, yeah.
Cool.
In both 60 and 61. And we came in fourth 1 year and third the other year. Third in 1961. Played on, you know, probably the best team that ever played baseball at BC in the modern era. You know, BC's baseball, by the way, goes back to 1877.
What position did you play?
I played third base and I played shortstop. Yeah. So my memories are very, very excited about seeing this stadium now, and because it just brings back when my team was here,
yeah.
and we were here to win. We had our coach was coached by the name of Eddie Pellegrini, who played for the Red Sox for I think it was 11 years, not only the Red Sox but a number of other teams. But he was he had to be one of the better coaches in the country, and his big rival was Rod Dedeau, a guy from University of Southern California. But Pellegrini didn't come here to just because we were a New England team that was just going to pass through. He came here because we wanted to win this thing, and we came close to knocking off University of Southern California. One of our players got hurt. Our pitcher got hurt while he was winning in the seventh inning, fell off the mound, hurt his back, and we lost the game in 10 innings, unfortunately.
Tell us about the difference in numbers of people,
atmosphere
between then and now.
Well, this was a shocker to me. I mean, you know, my son took me out here for Father's Day. That was a big surprise for me, and my memories of how many people were here were really relatively light, very light crowds. I mean, maybe 1,000 people, 1,500 people, but this place now is like 20,000 people. It's just
a zoo.
It is a zoo. We talked about this a lot.
But who did they cheer for?
Well, yeah, no, this is a good point. We were in the stands yesterday and met some folks from the area, and they were cheering for TCU. And so we thought they were TCU people. So we said, well, where are you from? Are you in Texas? And, oh, no, we're from here. Really? They had a row of people right from town. And so we said, well, what are you guys cheering for? She said, well, we always cheer for the underdog. And I told my son later, I said, this was true. I remember this about them, that they, when we were paying all these teams, a little team from New England, they were always cheering on for us as the underdog. And I remember that very, very vividly.
You came here specifically because this was the last year.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we came. My son decided, hey, you know, he had been talking about this, he tells me, for some time now. And figured, well, I'm going to pull this off, and if I'm going to pull it off, it's going to be right now, because I want him to see the stadium.
You hadn't been here for how long?
I hadn't been here in 60 years, okay? I played 50 years ago, but so add another 10 on there.
You know, just...
No, so what, 50 years.
50 years.
That's 50 years. Now, just so we have it on tape, yeah. Your name again is?
Frank Fagiano from Boston College. Boston College.
All right.
The captain. Well, I was the captain the year after they came here. So, I mean, there was only one captain of those two teams, and he was went on to play in the minor leagues. He was a terrific player, so nobody could do what he did in those 2 years. Anyway, so.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, tell me what your record is. This is my favorite part. Their record was 15-3, and they came out here and were beating teams that were playing 75 and 80 games because of our weather. The weather was so bad in New England, you could only play about 18 total games. Well, so they would come out here.
Probably a total of 24 games in a season, but two or three would be called off. So you've got down to playing.
That's
you know, I think we're 15-3 and 17-5 or something. I don't know.
I have to get your name.
Yeah.